You already know. Let me say hello to Nashville. 2 whole weeks I haven't been live. I've been on, you know, and I'm just saying, but you still heard me. You heard fresh content. You still heard your girl. I was reclining. trying to. Anyway, we're back live and in full complete color. Hey, can't see it, have to hear it. That's it. That's what's up. That's what's up, Nashville. I hope that everyone had a blessed and wonderful holiday season. And we're in 19 like crazy. 2 days into 19. And let me check with the other side of the window. Mr. Lawson.
Yes.
How are ya?
I'm well. Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you. Mm-hmm. Do I need to ask if yours was refreshing and wonderful?
It was.
To assume it was.
Yes, it was.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. I know the family was like, well, when are you going back? Weren't they?
I know a few people were like, what are you doing here?
Exactly. But it was just different, you know, mm-hmm. to be gone as much as we were.
Yeah.
And bless Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, in the corporate realm, it wasn't like that.
Oh, no.
So, hallelujah. Amen. And, you know, for this radio realm, you know, stuff is so machined that y'all probably don't even know. Think we're probably never here.
Didn't even know, huh?
Uh-uh.
They didn't even know.
Never. Never know, sin ever. So you had black eyed peas and your cornbread and all that on
some of her thing, turkey. Regina cooked and
did she?
Alrighty then. So she did. Yeah, we're still eating leftovers.
Okay, from Christmas.
From
New Year's.
New Year's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say she must have made a biggin' bird. Yeah. Biggin'. I like about maybe a day and a half, and then I'm done with them. You know, I'm like, y'all take this.
Yeah.
You know, give me something else now. I used to like do leftovers for a couple days, and then you know, as I got mature, I decided that it wasn't necessary. It's good a couple times a year.
It is.
And occasionally I might dip over and get, you know, some chicken and dressing from one of the local soul houses throughout the year. But, you know, I like to leave it. You know, we had a son-in-law was the master.
Master chef.
Well, he was the meat man.
Okay.
And my daughter and I did everything else. But it's cool to have somebody do the meats.
Mm-hmm.
He smoked the turkey. Cajun fried. I mean, they had all this stuff. And I'm like, y'all, if I eat like this all the time, y'all would call here a roly-poly sharing cake. I just was like overwhelmed with, we were overwhelmed with food. It was just everywhere.
Yeah.
And, but it was a culinary experience.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. And grandkids and great-grandkids and nieces and nephews and siblings and the whole shebang. I saw a lot of family this time. Love y'all. Bye. But it was good. You know, yeah. People, you see people and you mm-hmm. you know, thank God for them.
Yes.
And you thank God that, you know, the travel was, grace and mercy was with them. And that you may have peace and blessings throughout mm-hmm. the season.
That's true.
And, you know, breaking bread and laughing and, you know, doing the things we do. And then it's time to move on. So, and everybody's, you know, it's amazing how, you know, I remember when my children were little.
Yeah.
And now they have grown kids and grandkids. So it's so amazing to sit back and you know, to laugh at all that.
Yeah.
And the grown people in the audience, y'all know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. When your kids have kids and grandkids, and then
yeah.
you can just sit there and yuck, yuck, yuck.
You know, I was, speaking of food, I meant to tell you earlier, did you see in the news, you know, your chicken spot?
You know what? Yeah. I was emotional.
I saw that.
I was,
you know,
emotional
never
when I heard about the House of Hot Chicken, honey.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, and
yeah.
I'm certain that every Princess Hot Chicken fan in Nashville
yeah.
was feeling a tug at their
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was emotional.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. That hurt me deep. But at least they have a second location.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
On Knowlesville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I asked them, could y'all do two or three other locations? Take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of wannabes out there.
Yeah.
But ain't nothing like the real thing.
Yeah. A lot of people have gotten credit as being the chicken spot of
they
Nashville.
Needs to quit Pinocchioing.
Yeah.
Pinocchioing.
Really? Okay.
That's a made up, that's a word I made up for.
Yeah.
Y'all know you didn't do
and
it.
And by the way, my mother's name is Hattie.
And there
so,
was there
I'm,
what's
I'm
her real
saying,
initial?
I'm not calling any names of a cat.
You
but
do
my,
not.
My mother's name is Hattie.
Well, I'm just saying that ain't the only one.
Fakers
that
out there.
Is
uh-huh.
you know perpetrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I popped my peas, and that was what I meant to do, because it's a lot,
yeah.
you know, a lot of perpetrating.
Yeah.
But the locals will tell the truth and
yeah.
shame the devil.
But that guy, I'm not sure which channel you may have saw it on, but there was a guy who did say that was one of the places he wanted to come to and have his friends come to when they come to Nashville
oh,
for
yeah.
all these bowl games
yeah.
and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah.
I said, thank you for saying that, because,
yeah, definitely.
You know, the black... You know, establishments hardly get any press.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But it's up to us to do that.
That's
I mean,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do our part here because
yeah.
I know I do 1,000 shout outs for
yeah.
free.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wish that. You know, I try to set an example of other people just
yeah.
pick it up and roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to see. And then, you know, of course, you know how this goes. The news directors and the assignment
yeah.
people have to,
that's
they
right.
have to know about
people.
It.
People, so yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
if they've never tasted or been,
yeah.
so whenever, ever,
yeah.
then they're not going to know.
Yeah.
They'll send you to Loveless
yeah.
out in wherever that is.
Yeah.
And they'll send you to whatever's.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, I had an experience like that. At we ate at the place where you get the buffet and everybody sits down and pays a certain
yeah,
amount of money
yeah.
and there was a meat missing.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, these people, these ladies sitting across from me and my fam were from Minnesota.
Oh.
And they had decided they wanted to come to Nashville for Christmas just to do something different. So, you know, they wanted to try the place where you sit around the table and everybody passes
uh-huh.
the food to
yeah.
the left. And so they start asking me, you know, places that I, you know.
Frequent,
would,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, my menu items were different.
yeah.
You know, I gave them a cultural experience.
Well, good.
And I don't know if they were going to do it or not.
Yeah.
But I took it upon myself.
To let them know.
Yes.
This is where you need to go.
Yes. Now let me write that down.
Yeah.
I said, now write that down now. Because they wanted to taste, you know, I said, this is a foodie city.
Soul food.
Well, they wanted to
yeah.
taste, you know,
some
the taste of Nashville,
yeah.
so
yeah.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a foodie city. Y'all know we are. And, you know, so many of the delectable items here in the city are just delicious. But I had to throw a few, you know, places in that's in, you know, in the region. So I just did my part. Anyway, I hope everybody had a wonderful time.
That person that was trying to call, if they'll call back.
Oh, okay.
That'd be great.
Were they getting ready to tell us something about a place?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Hopefully they'll call right back.
Let me write it down. Yeah, today, I'm going to hit this weather right quick because we have some advisories I need to tell you all about. Didn't that storm pop up and scare you to death the other day?
Oh, yeah, it was something else.
Man, it destroyed my patio table and just threw it out in the yard and umbrella and everything's like, psh. I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, my God. And my trash can was down in the... I was like, what on earth? It was the quickest storm and then gone. The weather's been pretty good, though, by and large, for this to be December.
Didn't I see maybe the 60s for this weekend?
Well, let me glance here right quick. Now, just because, we've been inundated with rain, and actually that's going to continue for us. We have some advisories for this first week in 2019, and in particular, the flood advisory is for the Cumberland River. That's one of the areas in the region, and near Bordeaux here in Davidson County, the Cumberland River at Bordeaux remains at above action stage, but it's not expected to crest. Now, that was or reach flood stage, and that's as of today, but that could change dramatically by the next couple of days with all the rain that we will be expecting. At 10 o'clock this morning, the stage at the Cumberland River near Bordeaux was at 30.6 feet. And the flood stage for that area is 34 feet, and at 32 feet, low-lying areas continue to be inundated, including portions of the Cumberland River near Cumberland River Greenway, the ball field in Bordeaux, Gardens Park portions of the Ted Rhodes Golf Course, and agricultural property of Ed Temple Boulevard. So those areas that generally flood, that's a TSU, backside TSU. And at 30 feet, low-lying areas along the river from I-65 bridge to areas near TSU begin to be inundated, including portions of the Cumberland River Greenway. And if you're near the Bordeaux Gardens Park, you're probably seeing some water in the area. So, and then if it goes a little bit higher than that, people in the Shelby Bottoms will, and their ball fields and Greenway will begin to see some water, as well as the Mill Creek on the low-lying areas near Lebanon and Pike. So there's these little sections. You all know them well in Nashville if you lived here for any amount of time, that when we get as much rain as we have been getting, and in a short span of time, and will continue to get for the next couple of days, then the expectation is that we will have some flooding and advisories for us here in the region. Here's how it looks for you this afternoon. We have a 50% chance for rain. It's been very gloomy looking, overcast for today. 50% chance for showers, a high of 47, and tonight about 80% chance for some showers. Tonight's low 37. Tomorrow about the same, really, temperature-wise, 47. But it was kind of cool, though. The clouds continue to linger. Today, tonight, tomorrow. And matter of fact, we have, looking here at these chances for rain, they really go all the way through to, they drop a bit on Friday night. And we have our lows looking here above freezing. So that's really, really what's up. And all of us are happy that it's going to remain that way. And Friday, of course, umbrella time for real. Well, you just keep the umbrella handy, period. Just go on and keep it handy, y'all. Because we're looking like rain all the way up through Saturday. And by Saturday, finally, some sunshine and some blue skies. 55 in the city. So that's how it's going to look. And one more thing just to throw in. It's supposed to rain before 3 o'clock in the morning. Wow. that's how the preciseness of it is. And after 4 this afternoon up until 3 a.m. So there goes your plans for a late night creep. Let you take your umbrella. Currently, we are cloudy and holding steady at 47 degrees in the city. And we have on tap for you this afternoon on Sharon Kay's What's the 411 this hour. Our book is The Journey to Wow. The Path to Understanding Customer Experience and Loyalty with award-winning writer Sean Belding. And next hour, Prosperity for All. All right, can we touch and agree? Prosperity for All. A Few Thousand Dollars, Sparking Prosperity for Everyone by Robert E. Friedman. That's next hour. So now, I'm feeling really that I wished peace, love, and prosperity on everybody except Commander Chuck. I know you missed me. I know you did. Say it so.
I did. We haven't talked in, 2 weeks?
Right.
I knew I was twitching for some reason.
I know. It was like, oh, it's 420. Where's Sharon Kay?
I tried to call you the other day. I was going to take you and get some hot chicken.
I know it. And you know what? I was entertaining family and friends. So I'd have had to bring them with us.
That's fine. The more the merrier.
Yeah, I know it. Now, Chuck, I know that I have mentioned the flood advisory and those areas, you know, that normally flood near the river and all that kind of stuff. Is that having any kind of impact on the traffic as of right now or what?
There's a few streets now, mostly in surrounding counties, that we have noticed in the last 24 hours from the floods and so forth, all the heavy rains that we had to deal with the last few days. But right now, Sharon, traffic's actually still a little bit lighter than normal. There's still some folks playing hooky this week, and they're not going to get back to normal, whatever normal is, until next week. But traffic has picked up in the last few minutes here on the South Loop as you come out of downtown. They're moving that wreck from earlier, 40 East, near 2nd and 4th, and at times it can get pretty busy there at 24, especially eastbound at Shelby up by the football stadium. This traffic report brought to you by United States Air Force at airforce.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Hi, this is the King of Southern Soul, Sir Charles Jones. This weekend, I'm hanging with my main man, Rogene Bailey, for 2 hours of blues time in the city. We'll be talking about a little bit of everything. He asks all kind of crazy questions, y'all, and I answered all of them. Some I wanted to answer, some I didn't want to answer. I made it through. You're here this weekend, right here, with my main man, Rogene Bailey.
Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And our book on this hour is entitled The Journey to Wow. And the author is Sean Belding. And he is considered a customer service expert as well as best-selling author. And maybe you're familiar with his company. He's CEO of the Belding Group of Companies and known to many and in the customer service realm. And he'll be joining us here in a few minutes. And Sean has a new book out, The Journey to Wow, and it is an entertaining, humorous, and deeply insightful guide to creating fierce customer loyalty and transforming an organization's culture into one obsessed with customer experience. So that's kind of what today's realm is about, people having a positive experience.
You did something like that a few years ago, didn't you? A similar topic on customer service?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. And over the years, a bunch.
Yeah. Millennials and customer service.
Yes.
And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, black businesses
yes.
And customer service.
Just business, yeah. Period. And good service. Because it's hard to come by. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you who I think has really dropped the ball on service. And that is the bigger the company is, yeah. The worse the service is. And one in particular, I don't want to call their name, but if I say the service that they do, you'll probably figure it out. I think there was a cable TV company that was better by itself before it got bought out by a big fat phone company. Okay, because that tastes everything. And their service is not as good as it used to be. And that's personal. And I don't like talking to machines, and I don't like talking to people I can't understand about my money and things of that nature, and not getting answers to questions, and being on hold for 45 minutes and still not getting an answer. That's terrible customer service. So, just because you're big doesn't make you the best, as we all well know. And I believe that today's book may be able to assist you in that process. If you have a business and you are looking to turn it around, and or even a nonprofit, or maybe an educational institution, and you're looking to enhance your customer service, then you might want to consider The Journey to Wow, The Path to Outstanding Customer Experience and Loyalty. And speaking of loyalty and great service, I know that the CEO of the Belding Group of Companies knows all about that. And that's Sean Belding. Sean, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Thanks for asking. Happy New Year.
Well, same to you. And, you know, it would be so ironic that my only son, his name is Sean.
Well, he must be very good-looking and very smart. That's all
God.
I can think of.
Look, just like his mama. And he is my youngest. And when I made his name up, I thought I was unique at the time because he's close to 40. And every other Sean was S-E-A-N. And so I took the first three letters of my name and thought I was being smart. Okay, and now I'm looking around and S-A-U-N is everywhere. So was I being creative, or was it supplanted in my mind from somebody before 1979, 1980, or 81 when he was born?
What, did I think it you're come? Being creative. I think my parents just, I think it was a typo. For my name, I think, on the birth certificate, and it just sort of stuck.
Okay. Well, and at the time, I guess it was also S-H-A-W-N.
Yes.
And I didn't want either of those. So, you know, I said, well, no one will ever have this name. And come to find out, there's a ton of them out there. So I'm excited to have my first guest of the new year that is, he and my son share the same name. Now, let me ask, Sean, what part of the U.S. Are you in with us today?
Right now, I'm in the Canada part of the U.S. I'm in Ottawa, Canada. The just up in the capital, sort of not quite due north of you, but close enough.
Well, it's also cold too, right?
It is very cold. I grew up in Houston and in New York, and I can tell you it's very different from Houston being here.
Oh, no question about it. Like, what, about 70 degrees difference or 50 or something like that?
It feels like it, man. I was just talking with my wife about all this white stuff that's outside and wondering if there's a place in the world that doesn't have so much of it.
Here. Right here in Nashville. Right here for sure. Now, you, Sean, you're known far and wide as helping people rejuvenate or revive their businesses and industries and their customer service and, you know, bring back a dead company. You have been, where did you get all your electricity and your skills from? Are you like second generation entrepreneur or what?
Well, no, pretty much a first generation entrepreneur, but my background is, back when I had a real job, I worked in advertising agencies in Toronto and in national and international agencies, but then went off to decided I wanted to get rich and started a chain of toy stores, and just kind of fell into this and got a chance to work with a whole bunch of fascinating industries all around the world, and every industry you could imagine, every kind of company, and I've got the best job on the planet.
Yeah, no question about it. You had toy companies. I mean, how hard could that be?
Well, I kept playing with all the inventory. It was...
I can understand that. Somebody had to try them out for sure.
Well, sure, exactly. But it's funny, and you talk about where you start learning, and like so many people, I started learning by my mistakes, mm-hmm. and I made an awful lot of them, which helped me learn an awful lot, in that business and in others, it's a really interesting path to go down, and it's fun. It's fun when you can walk into an organization and see them making perhaps the same kinds of mistakes that you'd made the company's made, and kind of shine a light on them so they have better fortunes.
Yeah. Now, you have written, over 5 or 6 books, all of them, I'm assuming, leading up to your most current book of The Journey to WOW. And in order for you to get along the way on the journey, what experience happened to you to make you fully aware that customer service is the way to go?
One of the it's a really important question. It's a fabulous question because one of the things when we started this business, when I started this business, and back in the very early 90s, customer service was kind of one of those nice to haves. It wasn't a need to have. Started off with a company. We did training and a little bit of consulting, mostly training, but it was one of those areas where at the time for an organization, if they had a few extra dollars in their budget, they'd say, hey, maybe we can train people on customer service. But it's morphed so much over, particularly in the last 10 years, where it's no longer nice to have. It's table stakes. And you think about companies, any company, any organization, there's so much competition and it's global. If they don't have it, people just go someplace else.
Right.
It's really grown. The science behind it's grown. Of course, the world's grown because we don't deal as much face-to-face with people as we used to. And our expectations when we are face-to-face are, man, you better be good. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of that journey. And the book was part it was fun to write, mm-hmm. and it was a message that had to be sent. But it was also cathartic for me in a sense that because I wrote it as a story, as a business parable, mm-hmm. that I was able to walk through experiences that we've all had. Mm-hmm. We've all had those experiences where we're trying to reach a company by telephone and we get through that horrible, you know, being put on hold, or we get the automated voice messages. Mm-hmm. We've all had bad experiences.
Yes.
And asked ourselves, why does this company do this? Why are they doing it? So for me, getting a chance to write it was cathartic, because really what I tried to do is pull all the experiences that all of us as customers have had, mm-hmm. and put them into context and say, hey, every organization has these challenges, and you have to deal with them because there's too many other options, mm-hmm. for people to go to if you're not doing a good job.
Well, now, before we had you on, I was just mentioning, this is what I personally feel, is that the bigger a company is, the worse the service is. And, I mean, you would think larger meant better, but that's not what it means. Larger means you're stuck or caught in like a maze of press ones and press thises and, you know, people who you can't understand on the other line and just yak the yak. I mean, it just goes on. And you don't get the service that you really want or you really feel that is worth your money. So how would your book help the big ones who feel like they, because they made the money, they don't have to listen?
And that's a really good observation, mm-hmm. and it is true. The larger a company gets, the more distant they become, yes. from their customers. And the interesting part, part of what sort of got me writing the book the way I wrote it, mm-hmm. is that when our company goes and works with an organization, we get to start off by talking with the CEO, with the CFO, with the all the vice presidents, people at the senior levels, and when you talk to them, you realize that how much they care, mm-hmm. and they really do. They want to have this business that's vibrant, but then as you go down and you talk to people on the front lines or you talk to people in mid management levels, and you realize that the message just isn't getting through,
mm-hmm.
And because there's so much distance between what's happening at the senior level and the customers, is that, you know, what they want to have happen just isn't happening. Mm-hmm. And what we tell, I mean, the single number one thing that we tell every CEO we bump into, every person in senior leadership, is get away from your desk.
Right.
Like, just stop reading the reports. Don't worry about your metrics and mm-hmm. and those wonderful graphs. I mean, they're important to have metrics, important to have those. But take a week and go down and work in your front line. Mm-hmm. Talk to customers. Understand what your company's like. Far too many... You think of Undercover Boss, mm-hmm. like the TV show. Everybody really enjoyed that show, and that's kind of what it is, because you get to see the world the way it really is. And what happens is the more distant you get from your customers, the more distance there is between you mm-hmm. and that actual person that's helping you survive, or that's making you survive as a company, the more distance is, the less you're able to make good decisions and put the right things in place.
Well, and, you know, at that level, I don't know, in the installation process, because there's so many people, foot soldiers around them and lieutenants and all that, unless they really want to do like the Undercover Bosses did. Was it from bad experiences that so many negative letters or social media posts or whatever that made them finally realize that they better get down here and see what's going on, or was it more dollar and cent based?
Well, it's really, again, it's a great question. I think one of the things that happens, and it happens in every organization, and large and small, is that the message doesn't get to them. They don't check out social media. They will never see an email that you send in unless you figure out a way to get it straight to that person, because it gets filtered. And if you imagine going through an organization, and I remember back when I had a real job in advertising agencies, and we would, you know, our agency would create a campaign for a large multinational organization. Well, the idea that we would come up with, for example, would be filtered through, you know, the manager that that was our direct contact, and that manager would sort of second-guess the person they had to present it to, mm-hmm. who would second-guess to the person they had to, and so on and so forth, until mm-hmm. what was originally presented never existed.
Mm-hmm.
But the most, one of the, there's a gentleman who has been CEO of many different companies. He's mm-hmm. perhaps one of the smartest people I've ever met, and certainly one of the nicest people I've ever met. But at one stage, about 6 years ago, he said, he told me about this. He decided to take 1 week off,
mm-hmm.
or 1 week off twice a year. And he just went down and he worked in the company's call center. It wasn't an undercover thing. Everybody knew who he was. But he'd work in the call escalations department. So if somebody had a problem, mm-hmm. you know, he would just take a call like everybody else. He'd no special treatment. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell anybody who he was when he was answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But he's told me that, so he started this 5-6 years ago, and he told me that he walks away from that so incredibly grounded, and some of the best decisions that he's ever made with his company
mm.
has come from those 2 weeks a year.
Mm.
And he, this 2 years ago, he mandated that every single vice president, that every senior leader mm-hmm. in his company
mm-hmm.
has to pick up the phone, and I can't remember if it's two or three or four phone calls a week
mm-hmm.
that person has to make just to a customer, not for any reason. It might be somebody from their warranty database or a customer from
mm-hmm.
and just to introduce themselves and say, "Hi, I work for this company. This is who I am. This is my position.
Right.
I just want to hear what you think about us."
Mm.
And so he forces them to talk to real people every week. And he said what's amazing is when they have their Monday morning strategy meetings, when all the senior executives are sitting around,
mm-hmm.
the first things they start talking about is, guess the conversation I had today was.
Right.
Guess what's going on down there that we're not aware of that
right.
needs to be fixed.
Right.
Amazing. It's so much fun to hear him talk about that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times people are in denial or they don't want to say anything because they're scared they're going to get fired if I tell them I'll really fail. I mean, you know, and that's so ridiculous. But at the same time, the senior leadership, management, and ownership, they need to recognize that. Because, you know, people sit and lie to you. If they want to keep a check coming, of course. I'm going to lie to you, baby. You sure look handsome today, Mr. Cleaver. I mean, you know, so I just really wish that they would get serious about it. Now, when we come back from the break, and I want to let the audience know that if you have a question or comment, want to be in our discussion, today's book is The Journey to Wow, The Path to Outstanding Customer Service and Loyalty. My guest is Sean Belding. He's CEO of the Belding Group of Companies, a 26-year-old award-winning company that helps organizations stand out through the best-in-class customer experience and dynamic leadership. Go ahead. Anyway, our number is 615-329-8810. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Well, good afternoon. There's a few accidents being cleared up out here, including 15400 block of Highway 100 out on the west side, Glen Rose and Whitney. That wreck should be out of the intersection in just a few minutes. Already some traffic here as we look at it, 40 East and West here at Fessler's. It's really heavy at times, 40 East trying to get out past the airport. This traffic report is brought to you by Float Nashville. That number is 567-7222 online, floatnashville.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care and Mount Zion Baptist Church. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And this hour's book, The Journey to Wow, a roadmap to outstanding customer experience and loyalty. And the guest is award-winning entrepreneur, writer, and just really an all-around nice person. I can tell it through the phone. Is Sean Belding, of the CEO of the Belding Group of Companies. Now, Sean, a couple of things that we were discussing, and then I'm going to honestly get into the book for a few minutes. But there's so much of our experiences as consumers that there's customer services galore throughout the course of your day. Do you see some smaller startups or some small business mistakes that are just, they keep making the same ones over and over again? And, you know, I know you speak and help companies get their sales together. What do you see folks doing over and over again?
Well, that could be a book all by itself, Sharon. But there are some. I think the biggest one and the most common one that people may or may not be familiar with, and most entrepreneurs start a business because it's in a field that they love. It's a field that they have perhaps some great experience in, they have education in, that they love it. But there's the challenge, of course, is it's very different from really enjoying something or being very good at something and running a business. They're two completely different skill sets. And, you know, you can have, for example, somebody that is a phenomenal chef. They can start up an amazing, restaurant with amazing food. But they don't necessarily really understand how to run the business properly. And sometimes, and not fortunately not always, I find that most people that are entrepreneurs don't seem to have this challenge as much. But sometimes it's kind of, I'm the expert. I know what I'm doing. And customers just have to kind of take what I give them or leave it. And that can happen. And the thing is that's just horrible business.
Yes.
Just on its own.
Yes.
So that's perhaps the biggest one, I think, is that sometimes we all get excited about things that we enjoy, but that doesn't necessarily translate into a good business person.
How does that work for, because our community, Nashville, and I'm certain in your city in Canada, are diverse populations. How does that translate across cultures? Other cultures may not get the American way or whatever, or just be learning it. What do you suggest that they do to bring them up to speed?
Again, an amazing question, and I love Nashville, by the way. Nashville is so diverse. It's got so, it's great. Sharon, I've had this work that I've been doing, that we've been doing here, has taken me to every corner of the globe. I mean, of course, it's round. I guess it doesn't have corners, but I've had the chance to be everywhere. And if I have learned nothing else, and I've said this to my kids, mm-hmm. I've said this to anybody that'll listen, the beautiful, it doesn't matter where in the world you go, the one thing that's true is that people are people.
Yes.
And at the heart of it all, we care about the same things. People really do want to do what's right. People want to live their lives. They want to be happy. Mm-hmm. They want to feel respected. People like to laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's people like to have fun, and that's what my advice always is: just treat people. Treat people the way you treat your favorite grandmother.
Right.
People are people, and when we talk about cultures, sometimes we get a little too hung up about cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that no matter where I've gone, I've never had an issue. I've never had a challenge. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just because you accept people for who they are and what
sure.
they are and what they bring, and they'll do the same to you.
Mm-hmm.
And in a business, it's the same thing. As long as people feel respected and if you care about them, That's it.
Well, and see, that works for you, as a white male. But I'm just saying, because I know we've had shows on before about, the African-American community not feeling welcome in Asian shops and stores, or not feeling valued. I have done at least 4 or 5 shows over the years on that subject, or other races and cultures, having a lot of stereotypes. This does exist, and I hope that some of these companies will seek out professionals such as yourself to help them on that subject, because we don't have to deal with you.
That's the whole message right there, isn't it?
That's the bottom line right there. So, knowing that that's the case, I would hope that it would improve, or things would change in such a way that, the folks that didn't know it a couple years ago certainly would be getting it now. I'm hoping that that's the case.
I think, Sharon, I think they are. My family, and you're right, I have been born to this wonderful mm-hmm. privilege, wonderful somehow, being a white male. My family, I come from a blended family. So I've got half African-Canadian family, half mm-hmm. Half white family. So I've got to see it all through both sets of eyes, although not experience it. But one of the things and you're right about, particularly when you get somebody that has transplanted in the United States mm-hmm. and that perhaps brings some long-seated predispositions,
right.
To the way they do things. What's fascinating, though, is when you go to the countries. So, I work a lot in Asia, so mm-hmm. I'm a lot of times in China, Malaysia, in Japan, in Thailand, and that's not the way they are there.
Mm.
Because the world, and the beautiful thing, people like to give a hard time to millennials mm-hmm. about, make fun of them. I'm not one of those people, because if there's one thing mm-hmm. that I found that people, perhaps under the age of 30, are bringing to the table...
Mm-hmm.
is not what you just described.
mm-hmm.
Is a far greater just respect for the people around them, regardless, and they don't seem to fall into that.
Yeah.
So I do think that what you described is probably going to exist for another 20 years.
Yeah.
Until all us old folks die, and the new generation starts to take over with perhaps a better mindset, because I find that and sadly, it's just a function of somebody bringing their baggage from wherever to the table.
Yes, and their ignorance.
Exactly. Yeah,
because I think there's hope for people that want to change. But if they just want to stay in it, you know, I just know that I'm glad we have choices and that I don't have to patronize these people. I can certainly go somewhere else. And, you know, because we've had this discussion numerous times before on this broadcast, and I know of several others who have had the discussion as well. So, you know, it's really an issue in, you know, for certain communities that, you know, sometimes mainstream never has to worry about. Let's try to slide this caller in right quick. Is this Tommy?
Okay, how you doing, Miss Sharon?
I'm well. How about you?
Dear lady, I'm doing good. I'm eating rice cakes, trying to lose some weight for the new year. You know, rice cakes and natural peanut butter, it ain't working real well, but, you know, we'll try it.
Okay, what's on your mind?
You know what's on my mind, Miss Sharon, in a real way, is supporting Jazzy, because I don't think people know unless they have a first row seat. I don't think they understand what goes on behind producing your program, keeping your programs going, and then all the special events that you're involved in. And I've had a little privilege, you know, just to get a little glimpse. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do something different this year. If I'm not going to be drinking beer, you know, at the bar and trying to get myself in shape and not drinking, smoking all them cigars, what I'm going to do is take that money and I'm going to give it to Jazzy. Because what you do has put together music that I'm addicted to. And we know addiction to good music has nothing but great benefit.
So we have good customer service.
Listen,
that's a testimonial.
You can lose with the stuff you produce. I love it. And on a real note,
yeah.
You know, I'll just go ahead and put in for 20 a month. Let's not go. It's not gonna blow things up.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I want to challenge 20 other people.
Okay.
Out there. Oh, fantastic.
20 other people out there.
Yeah.
Better get 20. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, do something different. Do something
thank
different.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
now, well, thank you so much. And X, go ahead and get his information. You know, if somebody says something, I'm going to take him up on it. thank you. Now, so, I mean, I didn't ask for a testimony about our customer service because I know, you know, we rock here.
That was a testimonial for customer service right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the most beautiful thing in the world. What a fabulous call.
Well, and I will say that I like to be treated well and to be respected. So who am I not to give it? You know, I can't complain about what somebody else does if I don't do it myself. I mean, to me, that's kind of silly. So I just like to roll with that, and, you know, that's my story, and I like to stick to it. Now, just in a nutshell, because as you know, I have a lot of experience with good and not so good customer service. And I never did get you to talk about the book, but it's about a company, and this is all kind of probably wrapped into it. It's about a company called The Household Solutions, a fictitional company.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes. In case there's anybody that's thinking of suing me, yes, it's fictitional, 100%.
Okay. Do you show the various issues and problems that the customers have with the your fictitional story?
Well, yeah, really the story is began with a manufacturing company. So I chose that because when people think of customer service, we normally think of retail. But the truth is, it's every business, every organization.
Yeah.
So it's just a company that was suffering. The story, the plot is a company that's suffering because of their horrible customer experience,
right.
But nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
So the CEO, the CFO, the whole senior, they had no clue that how badly people just didn't like them.
Mm.
So the CEO recruits one of his senior leadership guys, who's an engineer and knows nothing about customer experience, to figure out how to fix it. And, of course, he has no clue because, like he says, I design products. I don't know anything about this, but he had to go do it, and he gets connected with this most fun character I've I ever wrote in my life, I've ever written about, and she was a 70-something-year-old woman who's kind of a cross between Mary Poppins mm-hmm. and sort of the Good Wife's Elspeth Taccioni, kind of sort of this flighty, flaky, and yet really bright mm-hmm. and really insightful human being. And she takes him on a, she just basically leads him by the hand on a trip that gives them all these aha moments, and then he takes them back and translates them to the business wow. and tries to give them the aha moments that that they see. And along the way, of course, this is where he learns about the importance of leadership and the yes. importance of caring about people and all of those things. As I said, Sharon, the book was... I think it was more fun to write than it probably will ever be to read.
Well, and let me say that I'm going to call you back. I like your attitude. You come across so well. And, you know, and I do realize I gab, but I got the stories. You know, I just love the stories, and I have things to share, experiences. And, you know, I know I'm not the Lone Ranger, but I do know that when I see something that I recognize, I like to bring it to the show, to the guests. So I'll be calling you back because I want to talk about some steps to help people correct things without, you know, going broke in the process. So we're going
to... Oh, you don't have to go broke. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that next time, Sean.
Perfect. I would be delighted. This is so much fun, and yes. and yeah, it's so much fun, and great to actually talk with you in person all I've ever had the chance to do is listen. So this is really fun.
No, I'm the coolest host in the planet. On the planet, okay.
You got my vote. There you go. You got $20 and a vote.
Anyways, Tom, go ahead and tell the audience where they can find the book and your website and stuff.
Amazon.com is probably the best place, but or Books a Million or Barnes and Noble, any of the traditional bookstores. And please buy lots. I still have at least one child in university, and I have to keep putting them through. the website is beldinggroup.com, and they can read or seanbelding.com, spelled the right way to spell Sean, right, as you know.
Yes.
So either one of those, and they can reach me or learn more. And even if somebody just has an idea, if somebody has a story that they want to share, I live my life listening to these, and I love them.
Excellent. And be sure to check it out, seanbelding.com. Sean, thank you so much, and I wish you peace, love, and lots of prosperity in 19, okay?
As with you. Take care. Here's for a wonderful year.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let's grab our news, and then we'll be back on the other side talking about a few thousand dollars, please. Let's take the time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kate.